1380 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. strikes back. I'm Chuck Sievertson. The White House says there will be further U.S. strikes against Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members at a base in Jordan last weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it looks initially like all targets were hit.
These targets were carefully selected to avoid civilian casualties and based on a clear, irrefutable evidence that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
It appears that this operation is going to be sustained, will carry on for at least a couple of days. And whether these additional airstrikes are going to be the same size as what we saw on Friday remains to be seen. But there will be continued air operations against these Iranian-backed groups in coming days.
The Pentagon says the U.S. used what it calls precision-guided bombs and missiles in the attack. This is ABC News. The Georgia prosecutor bringing racketeering charges against Donald Trump and his co-defendants denies she has done anything wrong concerning a personal relationship with a member of her legal team.
The acknowledgement of the personal relationship between the DA and a member of her team is found inside a 176-page legal filing. But Fannie Willis denies her coupling with attorney Nathan Wade amounts to a conflict of interest. One of Donald Trump's co-defendants has asked a judge to disqualify Willis, arguing she's personally benefited from the money she's paid Wade, whom she hired to be a special prosecutor on the case. But in a sworn affidavit, Wade claims the pair's vacation expenses have been roughly equally divided.
ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy. Tomorrow marks 1 year since a fiery train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. Toxins spewed into the air, soil, and water. Norfolk Southern and the Environmental Protection Agency say the area is now clean, but some people living in Palestine are still not sure. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's Fully Leaded Education Talk. Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny, weeknights at 7. On the talk you can't ignore, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two redistricting experts are throwing out two proposed sets of legislative maps drawn by Republicans, but they're not endorsing any of the remaining four proposals, all drawn by Democrats, liberal groups, or university professors. The experts were hired by the state Supreme Court as part of the justices' plan to redraw Wisconsin's political maps. New maps need to be in place by March 15th. The state Supreme Court will hear a lawsuit filed by Governor Tony Evers that the Republican-controlled legislature is obstructing basic government function. Evers filed the lawsuit after legislative leaders blocked funding for a number of state conservation programs and delayed in approving pay raises for University of Wisconsin employees. Evers argues that committees controlled by just a few Republican lawmakers are giving the legislature more power than the state constitution allows. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Brewers trade Corbin Burnes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers have traded their ace pitcher, Corbin Burnes, to the Baltimore Orioles in exchange for a left-handed pitcher, DJ Hall, infielder, Joey Ortiz, and a future draft pick. Last February, Burnes upset with the Brewers organization after during an arbitration meeting, they blamed him for not reaching the playoffs in 2022.
Had the hearing all day Tuesday, spent Valentine's Day on a plane, got home at 10, 11 o'clock, and got to see my wife before she fell asleep, so that was kind of the Valentine's Day went, so that was fun. But yeah, like I say, you kind of find out your true value.
We spoke with Brewers general manager Matt Arnold.
Look, anytime you trade a guy like Corbin, it's always a difficult decision. I think the overarching theme here is that we're excited about the players we're getting back.
NFL, Brian Gutekunst says poor play in the secondary is partly what led to them firing Joe Barry and hiring Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid-40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week. Several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Right now, it's 31.
Hey, everybody. This is Aaron from the Todd Allbaugh Show. Just letting you know that Todd will be back on Monday with a brand new show. So tune in then from noon to 2.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back for hour number two of Nightlight. Broadcasting statewide from the City Deck Landing Studios here in Green Bay at WGBW. Got some more texts here. Our question tonight is, in the spirit of Groundhog Day, if you had to live one day over and over, what day would it be and why? And Rico from the 608 chimes in again. Oh, hey, Tim, I'm an amateur songwriter. This is for Tim Kavanaugh, who's here in the studio. He says, I think we should work on a Packer song for next year. We'll get out in front on this thing. Oh, that's a great idea.
That is a great idea. Absolutely.
Oh, Rico's not done, though. He says, I just feel like next year is going to be the big one. Okay. So he's a Packer
fan.
Well,
you know what? You've got a lot of talent. I love your quarterback.
Yeah, Jordan Love. Yeah, he had a very good year. Yeah. Are you a Bears fan, Tim?
What was it? What was that? I have to check with my wife, Chris. What was this? What did I say on the way up? By never identify yourself as a Bears fan.
No, now they love you if you're a Bears fan because they totally
no, they don't. They still hate us.
No, they hate Minnesota fans here. I think the Bears are just harmless. Like
they
it's
are.
Kind of
they're,
like
no,
it's
we're like yeah. Teddy Bears.
I don't know how that happened,
exactly.
But
I know how it happened.
Well, yeah,
they haven't 30 years of incompetent ownership. I'd say
but. That'll do it. From the 920, Paula, Conrad's mom weighing in. Love it. I would not want any day over and over and over again. Well, Conrad, your mom, she must have had a great day that she, you know, about the day you had Conrad, Paula. No, giving birth is not what you want.
Yeah. I was about to say, I don't know what.
How about the day you conceived?
Yeah, there you go. The day you... Oh, let's make this really uncomfortable for Conrad. Paula, write in. Tell us what that was like. Was it a let's do this? What is it after a party? Oh, I'm sorry, Conrad. That's making you uncomfortable. And then from the 608, Rico, again, I also think Packer fans are hungry for a new song.
Well, you know what? That's a great idea.
You got a top Go Pack Go. Can you do that, Tim? I think you've already done it here tonight.
You know what? I'm going to do this. I don't have a Packer song. And I had a Bears song when they were good. It's now illegal to play it because people commit suicide in Chicago every time I do it. How about this? Everybody loves the Beatles, don't they?
Oh, yeah.
Sure, that's the worst segue I've ever done in my life. But I've got a little bit of a Beatles medley.
Oh, I love it. Let's do it.
All right. This is a long segment, right?
This is a long segment. You can turn this in. This is could be your Inagata De Vita, Tim.
This is a parody of every song they've ever no
of the. All right.
it's just maybe five. Here
Tim Kavanaugh in the studio.
Thank you, ma'am, for shopping here today. You've got lots of groceries, I have to say. Before I bag them, that's my little task. There's a question that I have to ask. Paper or plastic? Paper or plastic? The long and boring song. Something in the way she moves attracts me to my lover's udders. I say yes, you say no oblinglace. I say stop, and you say no oblinglace again. I say goodbye, and you have no idea what I'm talking about. There's a guy who lives next door, used to be in the Marine Corps, and his liver isn't right. He is jaundiced day and night. We all live near a yellow ex-Marine, yellow ex-Marine, yellow ex-Marine. Okay, that's
that
the medley.
That is great.
Yellow ex. That's just silly.
I don't remember that one. That is that.
That song, Yellow Submarine, was a big song.
Oh, no.
You don't remember my parody of it?
Excuse me. I don't remember that parody.
That 10 years. I may not have done that 10 years ago. You know, the St. Thomas Aquinas Academy, where I am doing an encore performance tomorrow night, 6:30. I go on. Doors open at 5:30. $35, but you get me and you get a band and you get food. And there's going to be Blackjaw.
They're a great band.
And there's Blackjack. And it's going to be a fun night. It's for a great cause.
So, yeah, you got food, probably potluck.
Of course.
It's probably potluck.
I don't know. Won't be a lot of pot in it.
No.
But
a lot of luck.
The luck.
Is it a casino night? Because I think last time we did it was casino.
You know
night.
What? This is a smaller than casino type. Type thing. It's as I said, it's blackjack, and I don't know what other games they're going to have.
Okay. Oh, that sounds like a lot of fun, Tim.
I think pie gate.
Pie gal poker.
Even know how to pronounce that. Pie gal? Is that how it is?
Pie gal. Yeah. Pie gal. I just did one of your catchphrases inadvertently. Sounds like fun. And Jimmy Pardo and I did that for a week straight. Every time, and this is a tribute to Tim Kavanaugh, when people are quoting your bits and your callbacks on the road in a mall, like in Grand Rapids or Detroit or wherever we were, it's like everything we'd suggest, oh, that sounds like fun.
Well, that's great.
And I want to ask you something else, Tim. You told me, I found this out through social media, that you recently had cancer and you're on the mend and you seem great. You're doing really well. And I want to say that this is a testament to this guy in the studio, Tim Kavanaugh. You know, we're both sort of, our career started in that Chicago comedy community.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's tight compared to other cities or not, but I know that when a guy as nice as you has something happen, everybody was like talking about it. And it just is a testament to what a good guy you are. So I'm glad you're on the mend. And
I've gotten a lot of well wishers. 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, wow.
Which is not one of the ones you want.
No, it's not.
I mean, none of the cancers are good.
Right.
But pancreatic cancer is particularly scary. I was very lucky they caught it early. And so I did chemo and radiation. I had the Whipple surgery, which I'd never heard of.
Yeah.
But apparently it's quite popular. it's a hard surgery, as I found out. But it turned out great. And I am 2.5 years cancer-free.
God bless.
And
that is fantastic.
Everything is going well. And I'm back doing this, and I love it, and I still have more fun than I'm supposed to.
we'll keep.
My doctor doesn't like me having this much fun.
No?
No. They don't have a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Invite him to the show tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's a short drive. So you also, like I may have mentioned this earlier in the show, we have a good friend in common, and Mike Toomey is your brother-in-law. You married Chris, Mike married Beth. You guys married into the same family. Was that weird at first? two big-time comics.
You, guys you know both- what? I didn't realize, number one, he was a big-time comic. So when I found that out, it's like, oh, this is a bad idea. Because, I mean, I'm not even the favorite comedian in the family anymore.
You were the headliner.
I was the headliner, and now Mike headlines.
This chump shows and, up, yeah.
Yeah. So, no, it was great. And actually, I think I can tell this story. It's a true story. My wife, Chris, and I, we've been married for 46 years.
Chris is getting embarrassed.
She is embarrassed. Well, she's, can, you proud. Can you imagine 46 years with me? She should be embarrassed.
Sounds but, like fun.
And her sister, who is a wonderful woman, is very, very sweet and pretty girl, was not having a lot of fun, a lot of luck, I should say, with men. And so we got to thinking, you know, who in the Chicago comedy community, okay, because you know the same pool that right. I'm talking about, who would you suggest for your sister to marry? And there's one wow. guy. There's one, it's Mike Toomey.
So you guys set them
up? Because you know the scumbags that yeah. the rest of them are.
I shared comedy condos with them
yeah,
over the years.
Yeah, exactly
lock
right.
your door at
I
night,
mean,
yeah.
a lot of comics are not, you know, first of all, most of them have mental problems. and I'm not
That's
ashamed to say I do too.
right.
But Mike was like, he's just like such
so
a
normal.
Good guy yeah. and a nice guy. And he's funny. And why not? And so yeah. we kind of set him up. And we
That's
didn't expect
so
that
great.
This was going to happen. But now I've got three great nephews and a niece through Mike and his wife. But it's Mike's seed, as we like to call it.
Mike has sired four. That's what I was. Whenever I refer to that, my dad, he just like just shakes his head. I'm like, no, I'm glad you're my sire, you know, and he just.
That's fantastic.
What's the matter with this kid, it's you know?
I didn't know that your father was a king, but that's fine. That's good. Yeah, but it, yeah, it's well, it's a small comedy yeah. community, and I think that there should be more inbreeding in comedy like there used to be.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah,
worked
there's not
well
as much of it going on.
I'm sure he told me that years ago, but I had forgotten that you guys set them up.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Yeah, no, and it's great, and it's worked out so great, and. Their kids are fantastic.
Yeah.
And Mike and Beth, his wife, are some of the greatest people around.
Okay.
So it's really, yeah. I wish I had something funny to say about that. they're just good people.
I'm going to ask you this. What is easier? You said you were a Catholic school teacher. Did you ever perform for the students with the guitar?
No, I performed for them in class
okay.
Every day.
Just making them smarter.
Just trying. Well, but you gotta try to entertain them.
Yeah,
too.
That's true.
But I, you know what? My jokes were not good jokes.
They are an audience, though. You know?
But they are an audience,
yeah.
and they can't go anywhere for 55 minutes. I've got them.
Right.
But I'd ask them. I had this one riddle. What did Jesus use to chop down trees? The Acts of the Apostles.
Did they get that joke?
No.
And you said, I'm going to go do this professionally.
I'm going to go do this professionally and get out your Bibles because you're going to read the Acts of the Apostles right now.
Tim Cavanaugh is going to sing another song for us next. This is Pete Schwabe and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Connect the dots. Would you dip into your retirement savings to make a loan to climate-polluting oil, coal, and gas companies? Well, you already have if you're a member of Wisconsin's public employee retirement system. Go to climatesafepensionswisconsin.org. Sign the petition. Common Sense Investments, not financing polluters. Future generations will thank you for visiting. That's climatesafepensionswisconsin.org.
Valentine's Day is here. This year, give the ultimate gift. Name a star after your sweetheart. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For 45 years, we've named millions of stars for celebrities, dignitaries, and individuals worldwide. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can give the most memorable gift. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Man Show. Radio.
Jim 92.7. Welcome to WMDX.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so. But people say, oh, man, she's a Republican. She's a Democrat. She's a whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger
welcome back
threat.
To Nightlight.
I think the threat is us becoming dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 to 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
One of my first road gigs was working there, and I remember you guys were at the out at the Monroeville Club one weekend, and I right. was downtown with the legendary Wid, and we had a snowstorm, and the club owners, who will remain nameless, weren't going to pay us, and we all kind of stuck together.
Yeah.
And oh man, I got a phone call when I got back home on Monday morning. I got yelled at. He said, "You're going to get your money, but let me just say this: because of you, there's going to be an act of God clause in all the contracts." I'm like, oh, whatever, you know. It's just. Yeah. It's crazy life.
Yeah.
I can't believe I did that.
And that was an owner. It's probably the only time I ever used the word God in a sentence that didn't have a swear. Right.
Correct. That's right. So what are your favorite clubs to work while we're on the subject there?
Oh, you know what? I still like working Zanies in Chicago, yeah. which is a great club. One of my favorite clubs was, it was called the Comedy Club out in Denver, Colorado. Mm. It's a great club. There's a comic club, the Comedy Gallery up in Minneapolis. And I'm trying to think if there's Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know, you probably know this because you're a show business guy, but Lucy Liu was a waitress.
Come on.
When she went to school there.
At Michigan?
Yeah. And she was a waitress at the Ann Arbor Comedy Showcase.
No
I don't
kidding.
Know if you ever worked there.
No, I didn't.
But
I didn't
worked there like all the time. And said,
wow.
I'm sure I must have met Lucy Liu. And she probably remembers me because, you know, with the waitresses, you know how comedians are. I'd always come up. I had this line that I used to use on. I'd say, hey, I'd like a Diet Coke and water. And, you know, they kind of melted, you know, right in front of me. And, you know, she brought it. And I... You know, I'm sure if I brought that story up, you're that guy.
I think she'd remember your songs.
She might.
Did she have Action Star written all over her at the time?
You know what? She had Waitress written all over her.
Did you ever work the Comedy Cafe, Tim, in Milwaukee?
Yes.
That was always one of my favorite clubs.
Oh, that was a fantastic
clubs. Just
room.
A phenomenal.
Oh, my God. Unbelievably nice.
And I hear Comedy on State in Madison. I was long gone before that opened, but... That's supposed to be a great club too. But
yeah.
Yeah, that Comedy Cafe, I love. They gave me like 4 weeks a year there, and I just couldn't wait to get up there.
Oh, the crowds God, were the amazing. Audiences were absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're doing a Catholic school fundraiser tomorrow at my old high school, which used to be called Catholic Central, is now called St. Thomas Aquinas. You have a song I love about the birth of Jesus.
I
would be honored if you would play it here on the
this
show.
This is
tonight.
A song. Yeah. This is, as a religion teacher, I taught religion there.
Yeah.
And the nuns came up to me one Christmas, and they said, you know, it'd be nice if you could come up with a new Christmas song, something religious but with modern music that the kids could get into. And I wrote this song, and I thought I'd share it. Here we go.
All right.
Left her nice home in Nazareth, traveling to the town of Bethlehem. She looks roly-poly, cause inside there's something holy. She's about to deliver salvation to man. Shepherds make their gift lists. Proud Mary's starting Christmas. Rolling toward redemption. Mary ends up in a stable. There she has the child, and Joseph says, oh me, oh my, a teeny little Messiah. Let's call him Mickey, but the name didn't stick. Oh, shepherds make their gift lists. Proud Mary starting Christmas. Rolling, rolling, rolling toward redemption. Well, the baby was born just round midnight. You know we looked divine. You know we looked all right. And the angels sang, Gloria, 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 Gloria.
Tim Kavanaugh in the studio singing maybe the funniest song I've ever heard. And the first time I remember seeing that, again, I'm in the back of the room, probably emceeing at the Funny Bone in Schaumburg or something.
Yeah, it's one of those funny
and you did something when you would move your feet and you'd say, I do my own choreography. The place went nuts.
Yeah. Well, on the radio, I didn't feel that it was necessary.
No, it's not. I don't want you to
do the dancing.
I'm just happy to have you here.
I'm going to do it.
Conrad, okay. Did we get that?
We did.
Take a memo.
Good. All right.
We got to get it.
All right.
So, who are your influences, Tim? We got a couple more minutes. Who
you know what? I loved Steve Martin when he started doing stand up. It was just like, it was just a breath of fresh air, and it was just so funny and silly. And that's one of my sisters has told me recently, you know, I don't like silly. And so like, well, that's why you're not laughing at my act, because my act is, it's a lot of silly, but like Steve Martin, it's like, you want it to be kind of smart, but silly too. So that's kind of my hero. And he's a guy who commits to everything he does. And even when it's bombing, I've seen him on Letterman, and he'll do this really beautifully prepared thing. And he's just, and it's just dying. And he just, boom, he keeps going. He keeps doing it. You know, he's got a lot of guts. He's taking a lot of chances all the time.
Sometimes
he doesn't have to take chances anymore. He still does.
And you see, sometimes you're like, I can't even believe that's the same guy that used to do this crazy act. I remember listening to his albums when I was like 8 years old. I'm like, I'm not sure I'm supposed to be hearing this.
Yeah.
It was like kind of, it's like the Eddie Murphy album. But yeah, he was so, it was just great. So, and that doesn't surprise me. You, Tim, I cannot thank you enough for stopping off on your way. You're passing through town anyway, but that's besides the point. It's great to have you here.
It's great to be here. You are a wonderful man and a funny guy, and I'm so happy for your success. And thank you very much for having me.
It's great. You guys, it's great to see you and Chris, and thanks so much. You got to come back again sometime. We'll figure it out, right? But
I'm coming back Monday.
Do you want to play us? That would work. You want to play us to the break?
Can I do? Yeah, this is a real quick. That's another Christmas song.
We go off right here. This is Tim Kavanaugh, Peach Wabba, Nightlight.
Felicia was shot. Felicia was shot. On the Cosby Show, she played Bill's wife. Then he got 10 to life. Do I have time for? Okay.
Play us out, yeah.
Adolf the German reindeer had a very strange mustache. Dancer and Prancer pointed. And the other reindeer laughed, ha, ha, ha. When Santa hired Adolf, all the reindeers disagreed. They saw a side of Adolf Santa did not see, not see, not see, not see, not see. That's not a good way to end the show, is it?
It's a classic way to end the show. And I think your stuff is great, and it's like, I love, hopefully, are you going to play that one tomorrow?
I know, maybe.
All right, maybe not. We got to wrap up. Thanks so much, Tim. Terry Barr is coming up next. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
This is a special report from ABC News. The U.S. Strikes Back. I'm Chuck Sievertson.
The White House says there will be further U.S. strikes against Iran-backed militant groups in Iraq and Syria in response to the drone attack that killed three U.S. service members at a base in Jordan last weekend. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says it looks initially like all targets were hit.
These targets were carefully selected to avoid civilian casualties and based on a clear, irrefutable evidence that they were connected to attacks on U.S. personnel in the region.
ABC's Louis Martinez at the Pentagon.
It appears that this operation is going to be sustained, will carry on for at least a couple of days. And whether these additional airstrikes are going to be the same size as what we saw on Friday remains to be seen. But there will be continued air operations against these Iranian-backed groups in coming days.
Pentagon says the U.S. used what it calls precision-guided bombs and missiles in the attack. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegeho. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Democrat Dean Phillips will appear next to Joe Biden on Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously Friday. They found that the bipartisan presidential selection committee should have done more to get Phillips' input on the matter. The presidential primary election is April 4th. February is American Heart Month. Heart disease is the leading cause of death in the United States. That's been the case for a century. Chrissy Myers with the American Heart Association.
Nearly half of all people in the U.S. have some type of cardiovascular disease.
A new Heart Association study finds nearly 4 out of 10 people with high blood pressure are unaware they have it. Myers says that puts a lot of people at risk for heart attacks and stroke. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, patchy fog tonight and a low in the upper 20s. A mixture of sunshine and clouds tomorrow and highs in the low 40s. Mostly sunny, warm, and mid 40s for the high Sunday. The warm weather continues for next week, several highs in the 40s, even some 50s. Right now it's 31.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfein. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1. On the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. And on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Now I guess I'm just rooting for Kansas City because it's more about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift for me.
It is at this point, and I want to congratulate Taylor Swift for making the Super Bowl in her rookie season. There's not a lot of rookies in the NFL who make it all the way to the big game, but she did, and you know if they win, she's getting a ring.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
back. Boy, that was fun. Like the legend of the Tim Kavanaugh in the studio playing his hilarious, incredibly clever songs. So much fun. Got a few more texts here today. Our question, it's not too late to get in on the party here, folks. If you had to live a day over and over, what day would it be and why? This was inspired because it's Groundhog Day. And that's what we're doing here. What would be your Groundhog Day if you had to live a day over and over? What day would it be and why? 844-967-2789. And we got some texts here. From the 715, I would relive the day of my 10th birthday. Simpler times. Wow, that must have made quite an impression. That's kind of cool. Yeah, young birthdays are fun because you just, it's like, you have no worries in life at that age. And that's a big, 10th birthday is a big one too, because that's like, you know, double digits, your first double digit birthday. So that's a great one. Actually, the 10th birthday, I like it. And then, what else? Oh, I lost my place here. We got another one from the 608. this is Rico again. Okay. Oh, Rico has left us a couple. According to Google, the top 100 bands from the 60s, number one, Beatles, number 100, Grateful Dead. And who was number 69? None other than Frank Zappa. Tim, I see a little Frank in you. I will relay that to Tim. That's a great observation, Rico. Yeah, Frank Zappa had some crazy lyrics too, but Tim's are like intentionally funny and hilarious, but that's a great observation. Also, I meant that in the best way possible. He was a funny guy. You're absolutely right, Rico. Great guest, Pete. Also from Rico, thank you. I will relay that to Tim as well. And he says, I almost forgot your question. My second grandson's birthday. That's kind of cool. A grandchild's birthday. That's a day you'd want to live over and over in Groundhog Day. That is pretty cool. So good stuff. Great text as always. So we're going to switch gears here. It's been a very musical show so far, and we're going to keep that train rolling with one of my favorite Friday night people to talk to, Miss, the host, one of the hosts of Max Inc. here on Civic Media, Terry Barr. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Pete. Wow, that's a hard act to follow.
Yeah.
Your friend was pretty fun.
Well, mm-hmm. at least you're not in a comedy club trying to follow Tim with a bunch of people drinking and... clapping their hands and rocking out. So I think you do just fine, young lady. It's great to have you here. How are you?
I am good. How about yourself? I bet it was great to be able to connect and have a good time together in studio and share that with everybody.
Yeah, it really was. And it's great when you like, you always want to have a friend of yours on, but sometimes you have a friend who, you know, probably wouldn't be a great guest. This is like, two times, you know, it's like Tim's a great guy and a great friend, and he's a great guest.
Yes.
So he was a lot of fun.
Oh, man, you hit it all right there.
Yeah, thank you. And you are a friend of the show and a friend of mine, Terry. So we're getting into Kavanaugh territory, the Schwab Barr connection here. So,
ooh,
yeah.
I feel very special. Thank you.
As do
I. It's funny, you know, the longer you and I talk, the more we find out the people that we actually have in common.
Yes.
From Menominee, from Green Bay, from across Wisconsin. It is just such a wonderful small world sometimes.
Yeah, really. It's like, honestly, it's like, and maybe it's the profession we're in or something, but it is, it's like,
yeah.
Wisconsin has sort of been reduced to a small town. It's not a small state. It's not one of the biggest, but it's certainly not small. But I feel like everyone I meet knows someone either from Marinette or Menominee, or they work with someone,
yes,
I worked with. By the way, Rachel Monick was here last night. She said to say hello. Your name came up, and she's a Terry Barr fan. So,
oh, and I'm a Rachel fan. We worked together for quite a few years, had a lot of fun, made some difference, and
wow,
you know, that's
nice.
All you hope you can do when you work together in news.
So what she said, you now this is funny because I love learning stuff about people that I already know.
Uh-oh.
Some stuff about or that I like.
Careful.
I said, how did you work with Terry? And she said, you were an anchor.
Yes.
You were a news anchor. I didn't know that. Like you're like this,
yes,
rock star. Tell me about that. That's kind of cool.
Oh, good grief, you. Yeah, I was the main anchor when we were still NBC at Channel 11 in Green Bay, the NBC affiliate. I was a main anchor with Jay Johnson, who then ran for Congress
oh,
and
yeah.
won. And eventually, we became the Fox affiliate, one of the first in the country, and nobody knew what to expect. All we knew is we had the X-Files and the Green Bay Packers games. Yeah. So we thought, okay, one of these has to win for us. Well, they both did great, obviously. It was now the mid to the later 90s. And I was the main anchor. We had an hour-long newscast at 5 and an hour-long newscast at 9. And I did both of those and then also traveled with the Packers and did a lot of reporting, too, because I never wanted to just sit behind the desk. That would have driven me crazy.
Yeah, right. I believe that. I mean, you're such a vivacious person. What do you like better? What do you like, TV or radio better?
I have always loved both equally, but when I was in radio originally, I started in Green Bay at WIXX Radio. Yeah. When I was originally in radio, and I did part-time summers when I was in high school, but when I went to college, I realized, I want to try this TV thing. So I double majored radio and TV, and then also political science and journalism minors, just because I wasn't sure. So when I did get my first full-time radio job, I was really lucky to be able to work part-time at WBAY Channel 2 in Green Bay. And then from there, I got my first full-time anchor job in Wausau and then just bounced all over the place from there because that's what I wanted to do.
That's so cool. Okay, so when I was a kid, when I moved to Wisconsin when I was in junior high, I remember a WIXX DJ called Bill LeMay. Do you remember that name?
I certainly do. Yes.
He had a great voice.
I may go back a little bit. I worked with Randy Dean. I think he was even before Bill LeMay.
Okay. Yeah, the earliest one I remember was Bill LeMay, but I just remember he had a really cool voice.
Yeah. Well, takes one to know one. Hello.
Who, you?
No, you.
Oh, I have a beautiful Irish tenor, Terry. That's what I try to speak. I try to speak in a very sing-songy Irish tenor, but it doesn't always work. But hey, so you have a big show coming up tomorrow, like you always do. Tell us what's on tap.
Oh, we are so excited to have the listening party coming in. We always call it's a live concert from 9 to 10 every Saturday night.
Great,
replay same time on Sunday, but you really want to hear it live on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
The listening party, they're based in Milwaukee. They've been together and touring the country for the last 10 to 12 years. And I'm not kidding when I say that. They do like 200 shows a year and even shows coming up. They have some great Green Bay shows. They have shows in Appleton. But they're also going to Ohio and South Carolina and New York. And they're just taking it all over. And they've got this new music that people are just really digging right now.
Yeah, you sent us a sample, and Conrad and I listened to it earlier. It's great. So let's play. tell me the name of the band one more time.
Listening Party.
Conrad, let's fire that up. This is a listening party there on Max Inc. tomorrow night with Terry Barr. Give him a listen. Here we go.
I swear to God, she's killing me. She wanted eggs, so I scrambled 3. She wanted 4. So now I'm driving back to the good old Piggly Wiggly.
How fun is that?
Her belly aches, and now she feels fine. She don't like hers, so she wants mine. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make her mine. She was always saying, show me the world, sweet boy plane. She said, take me home. I miss my daddy back in out of Gamey County. She wants to get it going and then slow it down. She can't wait to leave and then stick around. Just like Wisconsin weather, she can never make up her mind. Swear to God.
minutes. She's so cold, just like Wisconsin weather. She can never make up her bare mind.
Oh. Yeah.
Woo!
I love that. What a party that was.
Can you imagine being live in the studio with them tomorrow night from 9 to 10? It's going to be crazy. And everything I know about them, it's all about their live shows, that they just really bring the energy.
I totally believe that.
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be a live concert, and I hope everyone will listen, and you can find your local station across the state to listen to. Go to civicmedia.us, or we have a website too, maxincradio.com.
Yeah, it's so great. You got to check out the show. What genre would you say? Is it grassroots, rockabilly?
They actually call themselves folk Americana.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like they're more than that. I don't know. That's a really good question.
I would be curious as, okay, well, that's...
Yeah.
But
I'll
ask
them again tomorrow night if they've changed their mind on that.
Okay. see if you can twist their arm. I'm just saying, you know. Hey, what is your favorite type of music to listen to at home? I know you're a Kiss fan. You went to the last Kiss concert. You seem like someone who just likes all different kinds of music. You love concerts. What do you listen to? What's your favorite to listen to at home? And what's your favorite to listen to when it comes to having guests in the studio?
Oh, I love this kind of music that we just heard when we have the guests in the studio, because they're telling stories through their songs. So it makes it really easy to ask them questions about their songs and about their, you know, what was the intention of your song. Right. But if I listen to songs when I'm driving or just other times, I love things that are more kind of old school rock. Like, I love Cheap Trick. Cheap Trick, the son of Cheap Trick, basically, Rick Nielsen, the guitar player in Cheap Trick, his son, Miles Nielsen, has an amazing band based out of Rockford.
Oh, really?
And his songs are incredible. He edges on rock, but it's in a way where every song still tells a story. And you can hear every little thing that is meant to be heard in those stories. And I think that's what I veer toward more as I get a little older.
That's a really good answer. And so what's your next concert, Terry? I know you probably got something lined up.
Oh, I do.
Okay. Lay it on us.
Okay. You are going to laugh. I got a call from one of my best girlfriends from grade school this morning. We are going to see Barry Manilow in July.
Why did I know you were going to say that? It's so weird. In my head, I'm always like sometimes I'll ask somebody something and I'll already say this would be a really funny response if she just said Manilow. And here you are.
All over it. You bet.
I would
have to say two of the best shows I have ever seen. Of course, Kiss and Barry Manilow.
Oh, that's so
great. They both bring a show in
it's
very
so different
ways,
too.
Obviously.
Yeah.
But if you go to either one, if you would have gone to Kiss, you still have a chance to go to Barry. He's going to be out all year. The show is ridiculous. It's so good.
That's so great. Terry, thanks so much for being with us tonight. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you, Pete.
All right.
Have a great weekend.
Anytime. You too.
Everybody, too.
That's Terry Barr, host of Max Inc. Check out our show tomorrow night on Civic Media. When we come back, Conrad and I talk slang. It's Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDS.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis.
Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. Nothing.
is everything.
With Sky Rizzi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Sky Rizzi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Welcome back. A couple more texts here from our question tonight, which was, what day, if you had to live a day over and over, what day would it be and why? And Rico has been very active on the text line tonight. But I got my own text. I have someone who refuses, a friend of mine who refuses to text in on the text line. He says, my honeymoon with my third wife. It's not like a day, is it? It's like a whole week. I guess that kind of counts. And then Rico again from the 608. Remember the old bumper sticker, Wisconsin, you're among friends. I do remember that and how true it is. Thank you. Thank you, Rico. Great text tonight. Next week on the show, syndicated columnist Greg Schwem will be here on Wednesday night. And Eric Rathsack, a Green Bay, a phenomenal musician locally here. He will be in the studio on Thursday night. So I am very excited. I have not met Eric yet, but man, this guy's music is really amazing. So you've probably already heard him. You probably already know who he is if you listen to the station. I have not met him in person yet, so I'm excited to have him in the studio. Conrad, have you been around when he's performed here?
I have not.
He's great. Check out his videos. What are you going to watch this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to watch this new show. It's called Mr. and Mrs. Smith, and it's on Prime Video.
Oh, I've seen that.
Did you watch, or just the trailer?
No,
for
I've
it?
Just seen the ads. It's based on the movie, right?
Yeah, I believe so. It's the same concept,
right?
Not based on the same people.
Okay,
I believe. Yeah. But it looks fantastic, and the whole series is streaming already. You don't have to wait
a
week.
Oh my god, that's
so
great!
Yeah, I might just binge it right when I get home.
That's old school streaming. That's fantastic. Yeah, I've been watching this show, "Fool Me Once" on Netflix, and I like it. The star is this girl, Michelle Megan. Michelle Keegan, and her husband dies and she has to solve the murder, and there's all kinds of twists. Usually, sometimes twists can get annoying, but they're pretty good in this, so I like it so far. All right, so as we started the show, we told you that today's Groundhog Day, obviously. We played a couple clips from Groundhog Day, the movie, which is one of my all-time favorite movies. Funny, sweet, just a great movie, great date movie. Great movie for midwinter and Groundhog Day, actually. And then we also reported that Carl Weathers had passed away. Carl Weathers was an NFL football player and one of the very few, I would say, other than maybe Fred Dreyer, who made that leap into acting, and it wasn't weird. Like, Fred Dreyer was pretty good, and he didn't do anything that wasn't in his wheelhouse. And I think Carl Weathers did the same thing. They were really good in the roles they did. We have one more clip I want to play from Carl. This is from Rocky III, Carl Weathers and Sylvester Stallone. Go ahead, Conrad.
Inside, baby. Side to side. Move your head.
Watch him now. Watch him. Right. Remember, he's got 2 hands, right?
Damn, man, what the hell are you doing? Come on, Rock. It's not a game. You want to live in the hospital for 5 weeks this time? You thought I was tough? This jump will kill you. Come on, come on. Get your head on your shoulders, man. Think about the fight. Think about the fight. Clubber Lang's in here. He's trying to hurt you, Rock. He's trying to hurt you. Okay, here he comes. Jab. He's jabbing. He's jabbing. He's trying to hurt you. You gotta fight him. You gotta move.
Not again. They're taking the meeting. He's up against the rope. There's the corner.
Classic Rocky slow motion scene.
You
tomorrow. Let's do it tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
Carl Weathers, no longer with us, but left some pretty good movies behind. He died, I think he was...
He was 76.
76.
Yeah.
Okay. And I said it before, like, you see a guy who is built like that, it looks like he doesn't have an ounce of fat on him, and, like, he's crazy in shape. You think a guy like that's going to live to be, like, 125, but he left some good movies behind. All right, one more clip I want to get to. We didn't get to this the other night, Conrad. It was the Wonder Years anniversary of the airing of the Wonder Years in 1988. And one of my favorite, I liked the Wonder Years back then. It was okay. It was a good show. But I loved when The Simpsons would parody the Wonder Years, which they did frequently. And this is one instance where The Simpsons had a little fun with the Wonder Years.
Part-time job is the answer.
Oh, Mom, I couldn't ask you to do that. You're already taking care of Maggie, and Lisa is such a handful.
She means you should get a job, stupid.
Me?
Get a job? Were they serious? I didn't realize it at the time, but a little piece of my childhood had slipped away. Forever.
Bart, what are you staring at?
Nothing.
He didn't say it, and neither did I, but at that moment, my dad and I were closer than we ever...
Bart! Stop it!
Sorry. Do everything.
The Simpsons. Been on the air for about... 36 years now, maybe? That's incredible. So also, Conrad, I mentioned this to you earlier. Today is, there was a song that graced our airwaves called No Scrubs. And it got me thinking about slang terms. Some of them, like, come and go. Like, the word diss, I remember the first time I heard that, I was on stage, and some guy said that to me. I kind of took a shot at him, and he said, "You're dissing me." I had no idea what he was talking about. That was the first time I ever heard the word diss. So, but it's still with us. But scrubs, I don't hear that anymore. So what is the deal with slang? Do you have a favorite slang word?
It was funny when you said scrubs to me, and I thought you were talking about the nurse's outfit.
Yeah, no scrubs. Well, I got to wear something. Yeah.
I can't say I have an actual favorite slang word that I use.
Yeah. I looked up these terms. These are not really used much anymore, but I still like some of them a lot. The cat's pajamas. I love that phrase.
I've heard that one.
Yeah. It was a phrase used in the 20s to describe something or someone as being excellent or outstanding. Love it. I still use that occasionally, and people look at me like I'm nuts. The bee's knees, similar to the cat's pajamas, also meant kind of the same thing. Conrad, do you know what a flapper is?
Are they talking about someone who, like, talks a lot?
No, it's women who wore short skirts and had a liberated lifestyle.
I didn't know that one.
She's a real flapper. And then 23 skidoo, a phrase used in the early 20th century to tell someone to leave or move quickly.
I haven't heard that one.
I've heard it. I never knew what it meant, though. Hey, you got a 23 skidoo, pal. All right, thanks so much for being with us. I'd like to thank my guest, Tim Kavanaugh, Terry Barr. Thank you, all the texters. Great stuff, as always. Tune in next week. We got another... several fun shows planned. Always great to talk to you guys on Nightlight and have you spend some time with me. And I hope you enjoyed it too. Have a great weekend, Conrad. And this has been Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
On air at 92.7 megahertz frequency modulation and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artists. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.